Welcome to Brian's Spain Domain, and today we are going to go way, way back in Spain's history and yet talk about something, a discovery that's very recent in Spain's history. Spanish scientists claim to have discovered the world's oldest complete human fingerprint after unearthing a rock that they say resembles a human face and as a result, challenges a long-standing assumption that symbolic and artistic capabilities of the Neanderthals were barely existent. The find is an ochre-stained granite stone with a well-defined fingerprint in the center, around features that are almost facial features, and they're the stone features. And they suggest an intentional attempt at symbolic expression done way back 43,000 years ago. The stone was discovered in the San Lázaro, that's Lazarus, abrigo just outside of Segovia, Spain. Now, an abrigo, which is also the word for coat or jacket in Spanish, is also a natural shelter or cave, and it's sort of carved into the side of a hill or wall of a ravine or a canyon. Archaeologists like to comb these areas as they would have made for a perfect and ideal natural home for early humans. This excavation began in 2020. But the 21 centimeter long stone, 21 centimeters is about 8 inches, wasn't found until 2022. Its size, shape, and features made it stand out among the rest in the layer that they were excavating. The stone was geologically inconsistent with the immediate cave environment, and it appears that it probably had been transported to that place from the river Eresma, approximately 5 kilometers away. The Eresma goes by Segovia and into the mountains of Madrid. Sometimes we call them the Guadarrama Mountains, which are also chock full of granite. So when that appeared, it immediately took the archaeologist, the scientist, by surprise. In addition, it was a larger stone compared to the other stones found at this site. And as I mentioned before, it had a red dot right in the center. If you see the image in our podcast, you now know what we're talking about. And it sort of made it look like a human face, which is true. If you look at it carefully, you can see features of a human face. The discovery got the team very excited, but they still had to do further research before they could draw any conclusions. A lot of technical research was required. The finding and the initial investigations were carried out by a team of archaeologists from Madrid's Complutense University, but then the Spanish National Police's Scientific Police Unit, the Forensic Unit, as well as the University of Salamanca also got involved. These different teams of researchers examined the granite rock using a range of scientific tools, which included 3D scanning with lasers, multispectral imaging, and scanning electron microscopy, which ultimately revealed an unmistakable human fingerprint embedded in red ochre pigment. And that was one of the doubts that needed to be cleared up. The conclusions and the study was published in the journal Archaeological and Anthropological Sciences. Now, this stone lacks utilitarian markings, and its unique size and shape are distinct from the other tools discovered from this period and on this site, or at this site. The stone itself is ovate, and even a quick glance at it gives the impression that we are regarding a human face, something almost out of a cubist painting. And then in the center, you can see this rusty colored dot made with a sort of rusty colored pigment, just a single dot. And the claim is that it was intentionally put there and that the stone was intentionally brought into the cave. Now, this is the first time scientists have discovered a stone in an archaeological context with a red ochre dot, meaning that the Neanderthals, and some would say that this stone was the earliest portable work of art known to man. Now, in addition to the assertion that the purpose of the stone was artistic and not utilitarian, would certainly make us rethink our understanding of the capabilities and the creative capabilities of the Neanderthals. And then you had this added bonus of the presence of an actual fingerprint, the oldest known to science so far, and that fact has been the big headline grabber of the past couple of weeks. This fingerprint, forensic specialists confirmed, retains full ridge patterns, bifurcations, convergence points, like everything you need to identify and recognize a fingerprint. And because it's so pronounced, in other words, because the lines and ridges were so clear, that fingerprint was put there on purpose. And that's not where it ends. Analysis further suggests that the fingerprint probably belonged to an adult male. It's hard to know since there are no other Neanderthal references of fingerprints, to compare it with, but forensic experts are pretty sure that that's the case. So that's a ton of information to come out of an almost random stone with just a tiny marking found in the middle in an almost random shelter in a hillside. And that's what makes archaeology so cool. I love this profession, even though I have nothing to do with it, but I have the greatest admiration for the things that they do, the discoveries that they make, as well as their ability to interpret and tell stories with next to nothing to work on. It's mind-boggling. It's amazing. In Spain, there are hundreds, probably thousands of prehistoric excavation sites and just sites where there are cave paintings and some things like that. The most famous are Atapuerca in Burgos and Altamira in Cantabria, but we know that they can be found all over the country. Just in people have been inhabiting this peninsula for a very, very long time. And this item of news is just the latest example of the exciting discoveries being made up to this day as we speak about things that happened tens of thousands of years ago. And anyway, that'll be all for this podcast brought to you by Brian's Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain Domain, we greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the very best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. Our podcasts are free so that everyone can enjoy them, but we welcome people to support us if they'd like to. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.